Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How you doing? Glad to be back. Sorry for the sound quality. I'm in my car. I'm headed to a picnic, I guess. Yes, a gathering of people. So if you hear my AC blowing like it's snowing. I'm sorry if you can hear my car. I'm sorry. I'm on the road. So, again, apologize for the sound quality. Glad to be back, everybody. Another episode, Negro Please Radio. Here we go. As usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you for listening, for tuning in. So please tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell an enemy, tell somebody, help me grow my podcast. I need your help. I usually do a milestone every week, but my son is with my parents for the summer, so I don't really have any milestones other than the fact that he still does not want to come home. And, I guess he's about to lose his second tooth on the bottom middle, so he's excited about that. So that's the milestone. He's going to be double snags, double bottom snags. So, yeah, that's the milestone. Two teeth missing here pretty soon. But happy early Father's Day to all the dads out there. You know, happy Father's Day to all you single mothers. I'm just kidding. You get your day. Sit down. Shut up. It's not your day. Just because you take Jalen to get his hair cut in the football practice doesn't make you a daddy, you bitter motherfucker. You're not a dad. You get your Mother's Day. So sit down and shut up. Stop being bitter and trying to attack some sorry ass nigga you fucked 5 years ago. And you think you're being empowering by taking a day away from guys who do what they're supposed to do. Okay? So stop it. But happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Father's Day gets no respect. It is the Rodney Dangerfield of holidays. I've been to Target, I've been to Walmart the last couple weeks, and I'm watching women run out and buy horseshit t-shirts for their husbands, socks. They're at TJ Maxx buying dumb shaving kits and all this other bullshit for your husband, a dude that, I mean, he's gonna die before you. Okay, he's gonna pay for a wedding. He's already paid for multiple pieces of jewelry. He probably just paid for a nice piece of jewelry a couple of weeks ago for Mother's Day, and you repay him by getting him a dumbass daddy t-shirt, a pair of socks. Okay? You go to Outback and you get him an $18 steak and you think that's good enough? It's not. Get him some expensive shit. Something nice. Or, you know, or just get him what he wants. Okay? Put some thought into it. Don't be hacky and oh, you don't really want. No. Go out and do exactly how you want him to treat you on your day. Go out, okay? Spend a ton of money so he can be happy. We deserve it. He deserves it. All right? And if he doesn't want to do anything, don't make him do anything, because that's what he wants to do. He wants to do nothing. So, fellas, enjoy your day, okay? So, again, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And please, ladies, don't be cheap, okay? Don't use the excuse, well, she picked this out. It's just like, no, this shit was $4. Okay? How come when we go shopping for you, she can pick out a nice diamond pendant necklace, but for me, she can pick out a t-shirt I'll cut grass in? No. You take them somewhere nice, like I take our kids somewhere nice to get you something for Mother's Day. All right? And I get it. You want to save the money, so when it's your turn, You can get some nicer shit. I get it. I totally get it. So I was just in Target looking for shades. I broke mine. I put these on and I buy some. First of all, I go to Target. They don't even have anything I like. And I'm tired and I'm in a cunty mood. And I really wanted to just knock the whole display over because they didn't have what I was looking for. I was so mad. And then to top it off, there's a married couple and their two kids at the sunglasses display. Out of all the shit to look at in Target at 11:30 on a Friday, the one thing I want to look at, I got a family there trying glasses on their baby. And this is another thing that pissed me off. The guy, he picks out a pair of sunglasses that he likes. And his wife is like, oh no, I like these. So what? He likes those. These glasses are for him. It's his head. It's his fucking face. You're not even gonna be staring into his face when he's wearing the glasses. He's gonna be looking into the sun, not into your bright face, okay? Let him wear the fucking glasses he wants. I wanted to yell so bad, just get a fucking pair. And I'm not talking about the glasses, I'm talking about a pair of fucking balls. You tell her, hey look, these are the sunglasses I wanna wear. I don't care what you like. Thank you for your input though. This is what I'm getting. And he should have just got them. Yes, I am in a cunty mood. I'm sleepy. I probably slept 12 hours in 3 days. Okay? But other than that, everything is going fine. I did a show on Bethesda last night. I had a lot of fun. The amp powered by Strathmore. Beautiful venue. They gave me a $25 meal voucher. I kept it. I stole all the granola bars and all the Odwella fruit drinks out of the green room. If you hand me $25 and there's granola bars in the, are you thinking I'm gonna buy your fucking $19 short rib braised lettuce wraps? No, I'm keeping your money because it already cost me too much to get there. So I end up taking the metro. I drive up to Vienna and I'm like, well, it's only another 30 miles. Let me check my GPS. It's another hour and 45 if I try to drive. So I'm like, fuck it. I'll just take the train. So I get on the train. I'm like, the gig is in Bethesda. All I gotta do, get on the orange line to the red line, get off in Bethesda, good to go. I looked at it early on the map. I'm like, yeah, it's right there. So I get all the way to Bethesda. It's like from Vienna to the metro center where I need to exchange, where I need to transfer, it's probably like 10, 12 stops. It's a long time. Get the metro, switch over, and from Metro Center to Bethesda is like another 8 or 9 stops. Maybe even 10. It's a lot of stops. Get out in Bethesda. I think I'm good to go. They want me there by 7:30. I'll be there by 7:40, 20 minutes early, good to go. I get out. I walk up. I've never walked up a flight of escalator stairs. It was so long. It literally took 90 seconds to get from the bottom to the top of me at a brisk pace walking up the steps. I mean, it seems like it's almost an eighth of a mile. I mean, it's insane how many stairs there are. Insane. So I get up to the top. I put in Amp by Strathmore into my GPS. 5 miles away. I'm off at the wrong fucking stop. And I'm like, God damn it, I gotta be there in 20 minutes. I get an Uber, it's 3 minutes away. I'm like, I'll be fine. 20 minutes for the Uber ride. I'm like, I'm gonna be late. And then, like, while I'm in the Uber, I realize it just would have been faster and cheaper if I just would have went back down the stairs and just got on the metro and went up the extra 6 stops that I needed to get out to get off at. But it was too late. I was in the middle of the ride, but I end up getting there with like 4 minutes to spare. Cliff is there, his girlfriend's there, the host is there. And this is the same Cliff that I worked with last weekend in West Virginia, but I'll get to that in a second. So the show is it's a fun venue. It's a really, really pretty venue. The only thing that kind of sucks is because it's summertime now, and the show is at 8, and the sun is still up. So when I go up, it's still daylight coming into the room, and it wasn't as fun as it could have been just because the daylight and people are a little hesitant because you can see everybody. But I still have fun. I was supposed to be recording a half hour set to try to, you know, do something with it. I don't fucking know why I'm doing it, but I am. But and it's just I gotta try really hard. So me getting this 30 minute tape is not gonna happen. So I go off script, I'm riffing and all this kind of stuff, but end up having a good set. So yep, come off stage, do my half hour, good time. I watched Cliff for about 20 minutes. And at this point, it's like 9:30. I'm like, I gotta give. I felt bad because Cliff is the one who wanted me to open for him. I couldn't stick around. He's paying me, but I got like a 3.5 hour trip back home. So I get out of there, get back on the metro. I get back to my. I leave probably around 9:30. I don't get back to my car until about 11:15. I mean, that's how long this metro ride is. Because I'm at White Flint, and I gotta go all the way down to Metro Center and then hop on the Orange Line. So I get to Metro Center, and I gotta wait another 15 minutes for my train to Vienna to come. And then it's like a 20-minute ride back. So it's pretty late. I'm tired as shit. I was dozing off on the way up there. So I called my buddy Alex Castain. I almost called him Al Cast, but that's not my nickname for him. I call Alex, and this dude he's dope, man. He stays up with me the whole time. We talk on the phone for an hour and a half. We're talking about comedy and relationships and people, and I just appreciate it. That dude saved my life last night, so shout out to Alex Castain. I mean, we really talked about it. It was just, it's so weird how comedy, the people you meet in comedy, they're your friends. I'm like, dude, it's 12:30 in the morning, and I'm on the phone with a teenage white boy while my wife is at home sleeping. I was like, how homoerotic does that sound right now? He's literally half my age, and we're talking about relationships, women, racism, comedy. I mean, it's comedy. That's how dope comedy is. You just have this diverse group of friends. Who would have thought? But yeah, me and Alex talked. So that was a huge save for me, man. Because I didn't know what I was gonna do. I thought I was gonna end up chugging like 10 Red Bulls just to stay awake. But Alex, he kept me awake, and appreciate that. But so yeah, that was a lot of fun. I appreciate him keeping me up. But the weekend before, I'm in Charleston, West Virginia, with Cliff Cash, Comedy Zone gig, 4-hour drive, not bad, pretty nice drive, pretty area. The mountains, it's just great. Get into town. I get there right before the gig starts. I run upstairs, change, come downstairs. I'm excited. There's literally like 8 people in the crowd. One lady is reading a book. And I'm like, I drove all this way for this. But then it hit me. I'm like, this is what comedy is all about. This is what young comics tune in to podcasts for. Okay? When you wanna listen to Bill Burr or Hannibal Buress or John Mulaney, all those guys, Jim Norton, when you wanna hear stories, you don't wanna hear stories about their grand success. You wanna hear the stories about them struggling, them going into rooms where no one knew who they were. Those great stories that Bill Burr would tell, where it's him, Patrice, Dane Cook doing comedy in a restaurant, literally holding a lapel mic because they don't know it's a lapel mic, and no one's paying attention. They're fighting for it. They're fighting the crowd. That's the type of shit you want to hear about. And that's why I'm like, you know what? This is what makes a career. This is the stories that people want to hear when that day comes where you're doing a late night panel and the guy they had on the day before is in a movie and it just so happens you were two comics coming up together. People want to hear, like, oh yeah, you just had on Cliff Cash. It's like, yeah, man, hell, man. Used to do these Comedy Zone gigs in conference rooms where nobody was paying attention. That's the shit people want to hear. That's what I had to tell myself. And I saw the small crowd. It ended up being a lot of fun. And I really enjoyed it. The first show was great. Get up the next morning. I hit the gym. Go to Anytime. I love Anytime. I ended up actually like running on the road. So I did some outside running. And it got hot quick, man. So I ran like maybe 2.5 miles out there. Get back, and I'm beat. But I see that they have a First Watch in town. I love First Watch. I used to go all the time in Dayton. So I go downtown Charleston, I go to First Watch. I'm trying not to do carbs, but I'm like, you know what? I worked out this morning. I really didn't eat much yesterday. I got a couple pancakes. I got a veggie omelet, no cheese. I destroyed the pancakes. I'm beat from running in the sun. I go back to my hotel. And by the time I get done with breakfast, I think it's like, I get back to the hotel, it's probably 2:30. Only one show, because we really didn't sell a lot of tickets to do two. One show at 9 o'clock. I'm like, I got 7 hours. The gig is in the same hotel. All I gotta do is go down two floors, turn the corner, boom, I'm at the gig. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna relax. So I go back to the hotel and it's freezing in there. It's beautiful. 62 degrees. I got a nice high bed. The mattress is unbelievable. So I just go back with a fucking gut full of pancake and syrup. And I'm watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. Brilliant show. And I'm just dozing off and on all day. It's the best day of my life. You know, I obviously miss my wife and my son, but it was just fucking a nice, relaxed day for me, a day that I rarely ever get to have, where I'm just laying in the bed, watch a little bit of TV, doze off, wake up 40 minutes later, watch some more, another 15, 20 minutes, laugh, doze off. I mean, I did that until like 7:30. It was great. Went outside, went to the store, took some pictures, come back, iron my shit, do the gig, fun times, talk to some people, take a couple pictures, and hang out with Cliff for a little bit, go up, go to bed, get up early in the morning, and drive back here to Charlottesville, see the wife, haven't seen her in a week and a half. We kick it, and it was a good weekend. It was a great weekend. So, you know, it's just, I had to tell myself, this is exactly what I wanted to do. Yeah, the rooms aren't full. They're not the best rooms, but it's a room for me to get some road experience, do some new shit, work on my feature set. This is exactly what I wanted. It's not picture perfect, but everybody went through it. I just need to be in the moment. Enjoy it, because if I'm ever successful in this business, and I get to play big rooms to a room full of my fans, you know, I'm gonna look back with my friends and talk about how cool it was and how excited we were to make the $250. We were excited about the free hotel. Yeah, the gig sucked, but it was a lot of fun. So I'm just trying to tell myself, find the joy, as Joe List would say, and just enjoy coming up in this business. And there's the show. That's the show. I hope everybody has a great weekend. I'm gonna upload this now. I need to do two next week. I keep saying that, but I will. But there's the show. That's the show. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. So please follow me on Instagram and Twitter. And upcoming gigs, I'll be at the DC Draft House with Mark Norman in July, July 13th and 14th. That's a Friday and a Saturday. So please come on out. Come see us there. Should be fun. We'll probably hit a big hunt afterwards and just hang out. Really just enjoy each other's company and talk comedy. Come out and see us, everybody. Peace.